here at the BASF exhibit at Commodity Classic. With me is Mike Hofer, Corn Market Manager, and we're going to talk a little bit about corn in the 2012 season, and we haven't quite started planting yet. Mike, but what do you think the 2012 growing season is going to look like for corn growers?
Well, Cindy, I think we're about ready to get started in the southern part of the United States planting corn. In fact, I spoke with a grower this week, and he said he was from Georgia, and he said he's about ready to start putting corn in the ground. So pretty exciting time. Certainly right now we're looking for more corn acres. I think USDA is telling us, 94, 95 million acres, certainly from the buzz here at the trade show. It seems like it's going to be a good year for growing corn. From an acre perspective.
Well, I know it's been so warm this winter in the Midwest that these corn growers in the Midwest are definitely ready. They're itching. It's been so warm. But what is BASF doing to help corn growers get the most out of their acres?
Well, Cindy, one thing that we've heard loud and clear the past 2 years is farmers continue to tell us that they're battling more weeds that have developed resistance to multiple sites of action or multiple herbicides that the farmers have used over time. They're saying we need to start incorporating some new chemistries into our rotations.
And so what is BASF providing?
Well, Cindy, this year we've just recently launched Armazon, which is a new HPPD inhibitor for BASF, and essentially it controls those tough-to-control broadleaf weeds post-emerging corn. The unique aspect of Armazon, it's safe to all types of corn varieties, and that really gives a farmer a lot of comfort knowing that they can put something into the tank with glyphosate over the top of corn and still be very safe to the corn.
What about Engenia?
Well, Engenia is something we're talking about and just starting to educate the channel retailer partners about this new product that's specifically developed for dicamba-tolerant crops. We anticipate Engenia registration hopefully in a couple years, and that'll be launched in conjunction with the DT trait that Monsanto's bringing into the market.
Well, that is exciting. I bet you growers have been pretty excited hearing about that, haven't they?
Yeah, what's exciting about Engenia herbicide is it controls over 100 of the toughest broadleaf weeds. BASF has a long experience with dicamba-based products, which Engenia is a dicamba-based product. In fact, BASF has over 50 years of experience with this technology. What's unique about Engenia, it's actually taking the volatility characteristics of dicamba to the lowest level possible. In fact, Engenia is essentially a non-volatile dicamba formulation.
Yeah, we saw a little bit about how that worked with over there. They've got some demonstrations, and it definitely looks pretty impressive, that's for sure. Well, one of the things that's important to growers is risk management, and especially we got high prices, so they definitely want to get the most that they possibly can at this time. So what does BASF do to help growers with their risk management?
Yes, Cindy, we have a really unique offer this year that we're calling Investment Advantage. But for a grower that purchases a high-yield package from BASF, a high-yield package contains some of our plant health products like Headline for soybeans, Headline Amp for corn, or Twinline fungicide for wheat, and they purchase a BASF herbicide. We consider that a high-yield package, and if they purchase that by March 15th and commodity prices significantly decline into harvest time, BASF would offer a partial refund on the purchase of those products. So it's really the first time in agriculture that a company like BASF is partnering with growers to help them manage risk after they purchase crop protection products, and in this case for BASF.
Well, you mentioned the word partner, and I think that that's really important to stress, that BASF doesn't just sell products, they consider farmers their partners.
Absolutely, and Cindy, the thing that we're doing right now is what we're calling our yield advantage plots, which over a two-year time frame, so 2 years of research, suggests that BASF can increase a farmer's yield in corn by up to 11.6 bushels per acre, and in soybeans up to 6.8 bushels per acre, more than what they traditionally have received on their farm. So we're really proving that crop protection can be a component of raising higher yields. And we're certainly proving that with 2 years of research. And again, I think that's something unique to BASF.
Thank you very much, Mike Hofer, here at the BASF exhibit at Commodity Classic. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.